The Falcons should trade Tony to a contender.
Mm-hmm.
Just your thoughts on.
He said that?
Yeah, did you say that?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I mean, what am I supposed to say? I don't know. I mean, like I said before, and I'm going to echo what I said last week, this is the team that I wanted to play for. And don't forget, I was a free agent during the offseason, so I couldn't went anywhere I wanted to go, but I came back to play with these guys. Obviously, I believe, and I still believe that, you know, we're a real good football team, and hopefully we can turn this thing around. But if they ever wanted to trade me, it's going to come from upstairs, and you know, for whatever reasons that they would have, that would be, you know, their prerogative. But as far as I'm concerned, I'm not asking for a trade.
Thank you.
Did, what about the job that the receivers did? I mean, obviously some big shoes to fill. Those guys have had to, with Roddy done for the year, and obviously Roddy, I mean, now Julio, but now Roddy, we don't know if they're going to step either. So
that was great. That was great. That's exactly what you want from backup players like that. You know, and Harry came in and did an outstanding monster game for him. Drew coming and going on the sideline, making that one-handed catch. Everybody stepping up. I mean, the guy who was on practice squad the day before comes out and has a couple catches for us. That's what you need, you know, and obviously give a lot of credit to Matt, you know, putting those guys in position to make those type of plays. But that's exactly what you want when any type of starter goes down.
Tony, how about you guys? Another week, another defense full of playmakers on all three levels of that unit.
Yeah, it's going to be tough. It's going to be a tough challenge for us. But this is the NFL. That's the nature of the beast. Every week, you know, they're always going to have some good players on the other side of the ball. You know, looking forward to going against John Abraham, too. You know, he's going to have something for us. I'm sure he's getting ready for this game, probably marked it on his calendar. You know, it's going to be a challenge for us. You know, hopefully we're up for it. We're having a good week of practice so far, kind of like last week. And hopefully we'll go out there and we'll move the ball up and down the field and hopefully score some points and help this team win.
We talked with him yesterday. He said that it's not going to be as emotional because it's not going to be in the dome, but it'll still be fun. I guess it's going to be the same for you guys seeing him.
Yeah, well, you know, everybody's going to be watching. We loved John Abraham. I mean, he's a big part of this organization, did a lot for this team, not only, you know, on the field but off the field. So in the locker room, he was a great guy to be around, good teammate. So I know he'll be ready. I know exactly how he feels. Obviously, last year when I went out there and played Kansas City, you have so many emotions, and you also want to play really well. You know, you want to show the former team, hey, you know what, I still got some juice left in the tank. And just because it's the fans, I mean, you're going against the guys that you were in the locker room. So it is going to be somewhat emotional, probably more emotional than he thinks, because I thought the same thing. I was like, you know, it's not going to be that big of a deal. But it was. Once you get on that field, you know, it just happens, and you feel like, wow, I'm going against my former team. It's kind of weird, but at the same time, it's fun. But hopefully he doesn't have too much of an impact on us.
Tony, I talked to John Abraham earlier this week. He talked about the brother-in-law that happens in practice between veteran players. Now this is a real game. How are you going to handle that?
I thought about that too, because me and him, you talk about brother-in-law. It was like we might as well not even go, because we knew how to practice against each other. So now it's going to be in a different atmosphere, obviously full speed, full contact. And back to the days when I used to play against him when he was with the Jets. I mean, he used to give it to me. So hopefully I'll be ready. I know he's going to be ready. But that's part of it. It's the game, and we're going to have some fun, you know, and hopefully we come out on top.
How about the rest of that defensive line? They gave you guys fits last season. Matt threw those 5 interceptions, but you were able to get out of that thing with a win. Talk about the rest of their defensive line with Calais Campbell and Darnell Dye.
Those guys are game wreckers. I mean, they're up on our board at the beginning of the week. They were guys that we have to focus on and hopefully contain. You know, you're hardly ever going to stop a real good player. You just want to contain them and try not to let them have that big of an impact. So we got a good game plan, like I said, for them. The secondary, Patrick Peterson's back there, you know, Jeremiah Bell. It's going to be tough. It's going to be another tough challenge for us. And hopefully, like I said before, hopefully we can step up and make some plays.
Last week was the first game without both Julio and Roddy. I guess their defense was able to focus in on you more. How did you find that, and do you expect that to continue to be tough?
Well, yeah, they double-team you on the bracket coverage. You know it's coming. It was there before, too, even when Julio and them were there, especially like on third down or in the red zone. So I would expect that to come. That's fine. But I'd look at myself and say, you know, I still have to get open. Unless it's that gunner protection type deal that they're running against me. That's pretty tough to get open against. But that's what I'm talking about as far as Harry Douglas and Drew and Darius. I mean, they're coming out making plays like that. That's huge for us. Quiz out of the backfield, you know, it creates a situation where there's one-on-one matchups if you want to double-team me or bracket coverage or whatever, or anybody else on this team like it was before. So we kind of play off each other, and that's the ideal, perfect offense that you'd like to be in, and that's what we keep trying to build for.
Tony, you guys, you've only been on the road twice this year, both times tough losses coming down to one play at the end. How about for you guys to try to get that first road win of the year?
It'd be great for us. It'd be good for confidence. So obviously, we can't afford to lose too many more games around here. Everybody knows that. I mean, it's no secret. So if we want to get to where we want to go, we got to put it together. We got to get on the roll here. And four losses now. We still got a long season left. We got to take it one game at a time and try to get one win at a time, because that's the only way to get to where we want to go, and that's the playoffs.